or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. After a little cloud this morning, it's a gorgeous day in the Bay Area. I think we're into summer now. And what a great time of the year. You know, I was out and about this weekend, people doing stuff, people going to the beach. My neighbors brought some fresh crab home that they caught. I mean, this is great. We live in the most wonderful place in the world. And I think all too often we get busy and we get tunnel vision just living our lives. And we don't stop often enough to just stick our head up and look around and realize what a gorgeous place we live in. So I am appreciative, and I hope everybody else is too. I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me, and one of the things I want Rob to do is give us an update. He's updating a Second Amendment preservation ordinance, not only for Coos County, but we're submitting it to other counties, and that's going quite well. How's that doing, Rob?
It's doing well. And, you know, I want to open up on a point that you made beginning there, is that the one thing that I love about Coos County and Oregon is when we left California and came to Oregon, when we moved here, it was the first time I ever been to Oregon. And the one thing that struck me out, well, besides the forest and the ocean and all the natural beauty, is there is almost no graffiti anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, in where I come from, there are graffitis on signs in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere. And you got to think, who the heck in their right mind is going to stop to graffiti a sign in the middle of the desert?
Well, you know, just driving through California, every underpass, every place that they can possibly put graffiti, they do.
And the only times you see graffiti in Coos County, or in Coos Bay especially, is when the train comes through California and Albuquerque.
Yeah, and all the boxcars have got graffiti on them.
It makes me feel like I miss home. But you're right, we have been working on a new Second Amendment ordinance, and we're going to call it the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance, the Say-So, because we say so.
And so we
came up with this great abbreviation, and what it does is, instead of having the sheriff make the determinations on what is constitutional and unconstitutional and what violates your
Second Amendment rights,
and this is something that he already does anyway as a sheriff, they have to determine what they're doing is constitutional or not. And we gave him this broad authority in the last Second Amendment preservation ordinance that we passed, and he makes those determinations. And when he makes those determinations on any law that he believes is violating our Second Amendment rights, the county is not supposed to fund it. No resources, no manpower, no money is supposed to go to any of the funding of laws that are unconstitutional. The problem is the wording in the first part makes it so that the law has to be deemed unconstitutional already for it to be found unconstitutional by the sheriff. And that kind of doesn't make any sense, because if it was unconstitutional, he wouldn't be enforcing it anyway, right?
Right.
So we also thought that in some of the counties, unlike our sheriff, who is Craig Zani, who's a great sheriff, who's no Sheriff Mack, he's a constitutional sheriff, he knows our rights, he understands the situation. There are not those types of sheriffs everywhere. And Multnomah County, that guy's a dirtbag, okay?
Right.
There are several other sheriffs, and I don't want to name too many of them off because I got to travel the state. So,
you don't want to alienate them in advance.
Let's not upset them, you know, before I even get there. And so we took into consideration that there are a lot of bad sheriffs out there. And I know this because in the county I came from, I had a very bad sheriff. He was criminal, and we replaced him. He was so bad that in a Democratic county, we replaced a Democratic sheriff with a Republican because he was so corrupt.
Right.
And so politics, you know, it makes strange bedfellows every now and then. But If we don't have a good sheriff, you can't enforce this law.
No.
So we rewrote the law, and what we did is there was an article by the 10th Amendment Center. The founder of the 10th Amendment Center, his name is Michael Bolden, and he's an attorney, and he has several attorneys working for him, and he said that he would help us craft this new ordinance. And it's the ordinance itself makes a declaration, and it makes the declaration that all local, state, and federal gun laws are a violation of our rights, of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that they shall not be infringed under the Constitution. And this is extreme because a lot of people are saying, well, Rob, you mean you're going to allow people to own automatic weapons in Coos County? And the answer is simply, well, we're not going to allow our county to enforce federal and state laws that
are unconstitutional.
And so they won't enforce those laws here because we see all gun laws. And what the reason is that we believe the criminals are the ones who should have to face penalties for breaking laws, not law-abiding citizens. And in fact, if you look through our new ordinance, at least 20 times it talks about law-abiding this, law-abiding that.
Right.
And you have to be a law-abiding citizen. So a felon in possession, that wouldn't be covered by our law. However, if I wanted to carry concealed my gun under this law, it would be it wouldn't be quite legal for me to do it without a concealed carry, but there would be no one here in the county itself who would be able to enforce that law.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do. And the sheriff will still have to hand out concealed carry license if people want to travel to other counties so that they have those concealed carry protections.
Right.
But in our county, we aren't going to have to worry about those things. And the only way that it would be enforced is if the state came in here and sent the state police or another agency to enforce those state or the federal government to enforce federal laws. And that's almost what we're daring them to do. At this point, we're telling them, if you're going to create all these barriers to our Second Amendment rights to bear arms, then you have to enforce it, and you cannot commandeer our resources and our funds to enforce things that infringe on our rights.
Yeah. Now, there's along those same lines, I think it's up to three cities now in Illinois.
Yes.
Have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries.
Right.
And they are ignoring their state's ridiculous gun laws within those cities, and it's starting to spread. I was reading an article last night. There's a county and a city in Indiana that are considering it. There's a county in Ohio. Georgia already has several and have had them for years.
Right.
But all across the country, people are getting fed up. You wouldn't know it to watch the media, but people are getting tired of their rights being infringed. And something really hit me over the weekend. I was reading an article, and it was out of Austria. And the European Union is all upset at Austria because Austria basically allows people to own firearms and do with them as they will. They have very, very lax gun control in Austria.
When's the last time you heard of a mass shooting in Austria?
Yeah.
No kidding. Huh?
But the European Union's been leaning on them. They want them to enact basically the same kind of crap that our liberals in this country want. The only people who would own firearms would be the police and the military. And one of the Austrian politicians just stood up and said, well, disarming the people is not freedom.
Right.
He said, freedom comes with the ability to defend yourself and your family, and if you take that away from us, we're no longer a free country. And maybe
this
some
is
Americans...
Wait a minute. This is an Austrian? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So while we've got one guy there that gets it...
Yeah.
We got a whole raft of liberals here that don't get it. They don't understand that freedom means free to do what you want as long as you don't screw over somebody else.
Absolutely.
But they don't get it. See, the problem with liberals is they want absolute control over every aspect of your life. And the gun thing is just one facet of that. It's not the whole ball of wax. It's just one thing.
And it's an important thing because that's what we defend all the other things that they are going to take.
Exactly. Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution becomes toilet paper. And look at how they've abused it over the years. They've abused the Fourth Amendment. They've abused the Fifth Amendment. They've abused the Tenth Amendment. They've abused the First Amendment. When Barack Hussein Obama said that he wanted to fundamentally change America, that's what he was talking about.
Right.
His idea of change and the liberals' idea of change is having absolute government control over everything you do.
It's an ideological, tyrannical, you know, it's communism, socialism, fascism. All aspects of all of those ideologies are kind of rolled into this universal tyranny that they're imposing on the people.
Exactly. We got to take a break here. I just looked at the clock. So we're going to take a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can even call toll-free at 800-507-5569. And we'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear soaring into summer savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on 4 select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. During a break, Bill pulled this up on a computer, that article I was referring to about Austria. And the reason that Austria is doing that is the European Union is trying to force them to accept all these immigrants from the Mideast, and they don't want them. They've been allowing them in for the past several years, and their crime rate's gone through the ceiling, so they decided they're going to do something about it. They're no longer taking these so-called migrants or refugees or whatever terminology they want to use today.
Right. Trespassers is what I call them.
Yeah, invaders.
Invaders is good.
That's exactly what they are.
That's what they are, right.
So Austria said, okay, we've had enough of this crap. And we're not going to infringe on our citizens' right to defend themselves. And of course, all of the weak-kneed sissies in the European Union are having a case of the vapors. They don't know how to react to it.
They must have been having a really bad weekend because there were huge protests in London and all over England for Brexit leaving the EU. And you know, they showed a picture of it, and I noticed that it was a lot of young people.
Well, the older people have lived enough. They've had a long enough life that they understand how things work.
Yeah.
The liberals, basically Marxists, because that's what it is.
Right.
The Marxists learned years and years ago that you infiltrate the colleges, you indoctrinate the young people with socialism and Marxism because they have no reference points. They haven't lived long enough to understand. Look around at the crap that went on in this country last weekend with all the so-called gay pride marches.
I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You're in San Francisco, how do you tell the difference between a gay parade and the regular rush hour traffic?
Well, you don't there. Portland's getting to be the same way. But The thing is, when you look at it, it's predominantly young people.
Right.
And they intentionally go for the young people because they just don't know. They haven't lived long enough.
Well, you know, Jim, it's like I used to go to the college protest, not because I was protesting anything, but right. there was a lot of hot young liberal chicks there.
I know. I did the same thing in the 60s.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there is nothing more exciting than going to college and debating with hot young liberal chicks. And so that's why a lot of us went to college and got involved with those. Save the whales. If that's what it takes for me to go out with a hot liberal chick.
Hey, if that's what it takes to get laid, let's do it.
Let's do it. So I'm all in, you know. And so that was the reason a lot of us get active and a lot of young men active. And you know, it's funny because that's the same thing that Jesus did. He knew that you send out a lot of the young women and a lot of religions do that. And they were called fishers, you know. And so that's something that I see happening all over the country. But I want to get back to the Second Amendment thing.
Okay.
You know, this is an incredible thing in our country and especially our state. You know that you live in a free country when a guy like me, an optician from Albuquerque, can create a law, have it reviewed by an attorney, and then get a group together to make that law enacted by putting it on the ballot and letting the voters decide.
Yeah.
That's freedom, folks.
Well,
that's empowerment.
We you know, you hear these liberals and talking heads referring to the United States as a democracy all the time. We are not a democracy. We're a representative republic. However, that being said, one of the great things about America is that the people own the country, not the government.
Right.
We are the only country in the world that's that way. The only one that was founded on the premise of the people owning the country and not a ruling elite. You know, whether it be a monarchy, a dictatorship, or whatever. In this country, it's the people that are number one. And the people have the ability in this country to enact their own laws.
And, you know, and I've heard people say, well, you know, Canada has a constitution. And I go, well, yeah, and they also recognize the English monarchy as part of their rulership. So they cannot be for individual liberty and providence all at the same time, you know. And
no.
And that's something that people don't get when they look at our document and how it's based on individual rights and you choosing your destiny with a limited government. And I'll tell you, I don't like using direct democracy because I believe in a constitutional republic with our representatives.
The problem with direct democracy is the analogy is you have two wolves and a sheep sitting down to discuss what's for dinner.
Right. And so when I create laws like the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance, that means that some jerk in Portland can create laws or initiatives like IP43 and 44.
Exactly.
So you got a double-edged sword with that. But if you use it properly, there is a way to keep a check on the power of your representatives because sometimes dirt bags will get elected to office and they need to be checked.
Full of them.
And I mean, we got a couple of commissioners there that are full.
Yeah.
Of them. So, you know, and you know, less than 25% of the population actually elects these people to office and then they somehow think they're rulers of the world. And it's, come on, get real. It's only because you didn't have a better competitor.
The bottom line is that the people rule. You
right.
can put the ideas out. The people have a voice. You don't have a bunch of corrupt politicians that are easily influenced by campaign donations, et cetera.
Right.
It's the people that make those decisions, and that's the way it's supposed to be. When you know, one of the nice things about the petition process is that when you get corrupt politicians, you can go around them and the people's voice still rings out in spite of the fact of trying to be stifled by all of these elitists.
And more than important than that is I talked to the people who are going to be making this decision, and 90% of the people that I approached not only signed my petition but agreed that this was wrong to use urban renewal money.
Right.
On that urban renewal petition that I did. So when you do these petitions, you go out and you talk to the people directly, more so than I would say your commissioners or your city councilors who live in that bubble.
Right.
And you really find out what the people think when you do that. But we're going to be doing the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance here in Coos County again. I'm going to be filing it as an initiative within the next week or two. I'll be having a meeting, and the Republicans have said we could use the Republican headquarters for a meeting place, so I'll be scheduling that soon. And first, I'll go to the commissioners.
Right.
Because, you know, you want to go to your representatives and give them a chance.
Give them the opportunity to do the right thing.
And I'm simply going to tell them, Bob Maine, Melissa Cribbins, and John Sweet, you are the commissioners. You lift your right hands. You took the oath of office to protect our rights. Here's a bill that protects our rights and makes our county a sanctuary for gun owners, law-abiding gun owners. And here's your chance to prove yourselves. And when they reject it, because you know they will, then I'll go straight over to see Debbie Heller, who's our county clerk, and I'll file it right there, and then we'll start getting signatures. And if you people want to pay attention to this, go to CoosCountyWatchdog.com. That's my website, CoosCountyWatchdog.com. Or you can go to Jim's website, because I'm sure he'll post it when it's up.
I will.
And that's at CoosNews.com, and that's Coos with a K, K-O-O-S-N-E-W-S, one word, CoosNews.com.
You got it. And with that, we need to take a break and give stuff away.
You know, I wasn't early enough to stop and get my two regular cheeseburgers at McDonald's on the way over here. So.
Well, you can't call in.
And
for
I can't
this.
Call in.
No,
so.
No, you are prohibited. You're an undesirable.
Honey, get the phone. Hurry up.
you're one of Hillary's deplorables.
Yeah, deplorables. Yes. A whole basketful.
What I have in my hot little hand here are some certificates for freebies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and another in Reedsport. And the owner of those restaurants, he's really appreciative of the people in our communities here that support his restaurants. And he wanted to do something to try to give back, and this is just one little thing he's doing. He's authorized me to give away these freebies. So what I have is one card here for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. That's a complete meal. You know, you get the sandwich, the French fries, and the drink. I've got another one here for one free dessert of your choice. Here's one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, and another one for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice. As well as a sheet of coupons that are on various products. It's basically buy one, get one free. I'm going to give all this away to call in number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be calling number 3 and win all these great things from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going to switch gears here. We're going to go to a different subject because the whole deal for the last week or 10 days has been this illegal immigration thing, and the liberals are just beside themselves because Donald Trump, you know, if you listen to them, it's Donald Trump personally that's down there at the border ripping children out of the arms of their parents and slamming them into concentration camps. That's what the media says.
It's kind of like when the AIDS epidemic was going around and they were blaming Ronald Reagan. And it was like, well, I don't think Ronald Reagan's out there spreading AIDS to everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to say what you want to say, I guess
well,
that's
you
okay.
Know, the media... You know, the media and these liberals remind me of a bunch of magpies sitting on a power line. You ever seen a bunch of magpies sitting on a fence line or a power line?
Oh, yeah.
They're all squawking at everything that goes by. That's what these libs in the media are like. They're all squawking. They don't know what they're squawking about, but they're squawking. And one of the best lines that I hear out of them, and I've heard it from Maxine Waters. I've heard it from Nancy Pelosi. I've heard it from Chuckie Schumer and Elijah Cummings. I could go down the whole list of liberals. But they tell us, well, you know, this is just wrong. These are not our values. Excuse me? Our values? So just exactly what are their values? So I started thinking about this. Let's see. While they whine about the treatment of illegal alien children being separated from their parents at the border, we haven't heard a word about the American parents who've had children killed by illegal aliens or all the children in this country that have died due to human trafficking and drug use and the diseases that are brought in by these people. You know, where's the outrage over that? You know, and... Don't forget, there was a major spike in unaccompanied minor border crossings after Obama signed the DACA thing. All that was a magnet for people from other countries to send their kids here. Obama's the one that created the problem, not Donald Trump. And, you know, while I'm speaking about liberals' concern for children, what about the millions of unborn babies that are killed through abortion? And, you know, the Democrat, Planned Parenthood is now suing some school district. I don't remember where. But they're suing a school district because the school district no longer wants Planned Parenthood teaching second and third graders about abortion. But this is what the liberals promote. And then another part of their values is the male toxicity in feminism. Liberals are now trying to convince us that all the evils that have ever occurred throughout all of history are due to male toxicity. After all, we can't have men acting like men. So, according to them, all of our young males have got to be convinced that they are the problem, and they've got to become sissies to appease these radical feminists.
Now, who's going to kill the spiders, Jim?
Well, they haven't figured that one out yet.
Okay.
Yeah. And then along the lines of their values, let's not forget about all the media-created fake movements like Occupy Wall Street, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. You know, none of these are real issues, folks. If you get the facts, none of these really exist. These are media-created organizations to promote Marxism. That's all it is, pure and simple. And then, of course, using the public schools to indoctrinate our children into homosexuality, transgenderism, and Marxist propaganda rather than teaching any empirical knowledge, that's another liberal value. You know, don't teach the kids anything, just indoctrinate them. And then, of course, ignoring laws that you disagree with. That's a liberal value. Or trying to rewrite history to destroy America's past. Just Friday, Alexandria, Virginia, the city council voted to rename the Jefferson Davis Highway because it might be offensive to some people. And you know, part of these values that they talk about, they don't make it. They don't cut it. You know, these aren't real values. And then you've got the perpetually offended. You know, you got liberals out there. This is one of their values. Get offended over anything and everything. There's a deal in Texas. Some woman who has several children by several different men. I don't know if she's ever been married, but she has some white children. She has some black children. And she's now speaking out against an ice cream company because the company makes ice cream that's both vanilla and chocolate in the same package, kind of like the old Neapolitan, you know, you had chocolate, strawberry,
and
vanilla.
Those are great. I got strawberry added into those.
Yeah, but this company makes chocolate and strawberry, chocolate and vanilla together.
Yeah.
And she thinks that's racist, and she wants them to quit doing that. She... You know, the perpetually offended. But here's the thing, folks. What about normal people? You know, we get offended at a lot of this nonsense, and we never hear a peep out of the media or the liberals about that. You know, I'm offended that they're trying to take away my constitutionally guaranteed rights. I'm offended that I can buy property and pay the taxes on it and pay the mortgage, but I can't use it as I please. I'm offended by a lot of stuff. I'm offended by politicians lying through their teeth, like John Sweet.
Let's don't look over this ice cream thing. I'm pretty offended that someone wants to take my chocolate vanilla swirl there.
Yeah,
I'm offended by that.
But this is liberal values we're talking about here. So I guess that's okay. They're not allowed to be offended, but we normal people, it doesn't matter if we're offended. And then, of course, their values include turning every event, no matter how benign, into a racist issue. and fighting to undermine and destroy individual constitutionally guaranteed rights and replace them with collective rights. That's straight out of Karl Marx.
Oh, yeah.
That's straight out of Karl Marx. And then, of course, there's lying to the people about just about everything. Those are the values they're talking about. Those aren't their values. Or those are their values. I guess common sense is not a liberal value.
That doesn't hold much for them.
Yeah, now, as you watch our fake news media desperately trying to keep this hoax alive about a crisis on the border, never forget that this so-called crisis is purely fabricated. It's purely fabricated. Never forget that this whole thing was manufactured in an effort to discredit Donald Trump. That's the only thing. These people don't give a rat's behind about those kids. If they cared about kids, they wouldn't be killing millions of them every year through abortion. So they're a bunch of hypocrites to begin with. But, you know, not, the policy's real. Illegal alien children and adults are being separated into different detention centers. But this was not only being done for good and humane reasons. It's been government policy for 20 years, actually since 1997. It's been government policy. Now, if you listen to the media and you listen to the lying liberals that trample each other half to death getting in front of cameras, this is all Donald Trump's fault. It's been going on for 20 years. Actually, 21 years. Barack Hussein Obama separated adults and children. And yet, Rachel Maddow never cried about that. Joe Scarborough never called him a Nazi. Jake Tapper never uttered a single word. So why did this humane policy that immigration officials have been practicing for two decades has suddenly become Auschwitz, the moral crisis of our time? The mother of the crying child featured on the cover of Time magazine was previously deported from the United States in 2013. She's a return offender. Time magazine posted this image of a young girl crying as President Trump looked down on her, attempting to symbolize the administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy at the border that leads to family separations.
And being that this was her second return, the second that we know of.
Yeah.
It makes
her
a felon. The second time is your felony.
Second time she's a felon, yeah. First time it's a misdemeanor, second time she's a felon.
And they always separate children from felons.
Oh, yeah. But the father of this child revealed that the girl was never separated from her mother, that the child was only briefly set down so that the Border Patrol agents could perform a pat-down. And here's a dirty little secret. The mother left three other children behind in Honduras. And the husband has a great job. They were happy. The only reason she wanted to leave was she thought that she could make more money coming to America and she could use her kid as leverage to get into the country. And that's true of a lot of them. But you're never going to hear that from the lamestream media. Here's the reason for all of this, folks. It isn't about illegal immigration. All this is, it's an excuse to take focus off reality. The reality is that, you know, week before last, Trump had a great week. If you recall, the week prior to the media's ginning up a border crisis, Trump was enjoying a perfect storm of good news. Record numbers were coming out of every sector of the economy. His summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un had been a success. And this is what scares the bejesus out of him. The Inspector General's report on the FBI's corrupt mishandling of Hillary Clinton's homebrewed email server, that has a potential to be totally catastrophic, not only for the FBI, but for their entire Russian collusion hoax, which the media are heavily invested in. So this whole thing was an effort to take focus off the reality of these other issues and create a situation where all this could happen and the media could let it slide under the radar.
You know, he did really something incredible this week. He also condensed some of his cabinet offices in his position, something that hasn't been done in a long time.
Should have been done years ago.
Yep.
And, you know, they're also scared to death of Trump's momentum, which is based on actual foreign and domestic accomplishments. Trump has to be stopped. And they saw this immigration thing. They figured they can manufacture a false crisis and take everybody's attention off the reality of what's really going on and get us focused on basic crap. And the media know that they've got to smother the truth about the FBI if there's ever going to be any hope of keeping Special Counsel Robert Mueller's witch hunt viable. That's what it's all about. The other thing they wanted to do, they wanted to cover up and conceal the congressional hearings into the FBI. The Inspector General's report resulted in congressional hearings last week that would have only boosted Trump farther. You know, and had they received the wall-to-wall coverage that it should have had because it's a legitimate story, Trump would have come out smelling like a rose and all of his detractors would have been sitting there with egg on their face, and the media can't allow that to happen. So these hearings ended up being even more disastrous for disgraced former FBI Director James Comey and his merry band of secret police. And the media is desperate to keep that truth hidden from the people. That's why we see this manufactured crisis, because there is no crisis. This has been going on for over 20 years. And it's been going on because of a court order in 1997. We got to take a break here. I'm running a little bit over time. So we'll take a short break. And when we come back, I want to go through more of this, because this is a lot deeper than people think, folks. This isn't just a superficial attempt to discredit Donald Trump. This is a full-blown, full-scale operation to mislead and misinform the American people. So stay with us. I'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry, because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver, coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone, with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m., brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going to go right to the phones. We have a caller on hold. Clark from Coos Bay. Clark, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Jim. How you doing? Just wanted to let you know I've talked to you and Rob on different occasions, and I guess I missed the first part of your show. But
okay.
I just wanted to put the word out that Tioga Sports Park. People forgot about us.
Right. I haven't forgotten.
But we're going to open up.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have an open house July 21st. I think that's a Saturday.
Okay.
From 12 to 4, you can come out. You can see what we have to offer you for right now.
Okay. Can we bring our firearms?
August 1st, we're going to open for actual firing.
Oh, all right. All right, August 1st. I like it. So
been a long time coming, but
it's been
we've
a while.
Been working hard.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been down there and looked at that. Now, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to have a range for handgun shooting. And
right now, yes.
And it's got a 600-yard rifle range. Is that correct?
When we get finished, right okay. now we're just in it. Right now we're going to offer a 100-yard rifle range.
Okay.
And a pistol range, whatever you would like to shoot. They're all going to be in the same shooting venue. We have three different shooting sheds, two for rifle, one for pistol.
Okay.
And the pistol, you can shoot 10, 15, 25. You can shoot 100 yards if you want to, but
right
now we have
far.
100 yards set up for rifle range, and we're going to start working on the next
segment,
phase
yeah.
of it coming up. And we've been talking about this, our group. We want to get this out because it's been so long and people are just thinking we're not doing anything, but please, let's support this because this is not ours. This belongs to the county.
It does. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of people approach me, you know, why haven't you addressed this on the air? And there's a very good reason for it. I wasn't a part of this one except in the very early stages, but over the years, I've worked on four attempts to get a county range established, and every time, except this one, people crawled out of the woodwork and came up with all these asinine excuses on why we couldn't do it to the point that people got frustrated and walked away from it. And
yeah.
I figured, okay, the best way to deal with that is just don't publicize it. Let the people doing the work do it behind the scenes, get it done, and then let the public know what's going on. So, you know, I did that intentionally, and I did it with hopes that we would actually get a range this time around instead of another exercise in frustration like we went through before.
Oh, Lord, it's been bad. It's been, you've been working on it for a long time yourself. But
yeah.
I've been working on it for over 8 years myself. And at one time, yeah, we were about ready to throw our hands up because everything got messed up.
Yep. And the best way to handle it, don't publicize it. Don't give the idiots an opening to come in and screw it up. And
yeah, and we've fought all of the... Everything they've thrown at us, we've gone through and we've passed.
Yep.
And now we're going to, like I say, the 21st, and actually the 14th of July, we are still looking for range safety officers. If anybody is interested, they can go online to Tioga Sports Park, and they can sign up for a range safety officer if they would like.
Okay. Does that require specific training and everything?
That is the class.
That oh, okay.
will be the class.
Okay.
It's from like 10 to 4.
Okay.
It's over in Coquille.
Okay.
But if you get online or whoever would like, get online, and you can sign up and everything right there.
Okay. Who's teaching the class?
A police officer, I'm not, Robinson from Myrtle Point.
Okay, I don't know him, but I was just curious.
I can't remember names very good right now. It's
that
old age thing.
Hey, don't bring that up because I suffer from that myself. I don't like to be reminded.
Don't either, but it hits me every time.
They have a good chief police over in Myrtle Point. He supported that Second Amendment resolution over in Myrtle Point when they passed that.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, that's great news, Clark.
I'm sorry it's taken so long, but like we have a core group of people that have been working hard, and like right now that the 21st, that's going to be a day, open house day. They can come and see what we have to offer.
You're gonna have
hopefully here in the short future, we're going to start the second 100 yards right behind here.
All right,
we're going to keep working our way backwards.
Okay, are you going to have refreshments or goodies available out there?
No, sir. This is not going to be. We're fighting so hard to get this thing going, we're just kind of throwing things at the wind. There won't be any kind of refreshments or snacks. We're going to offer you to look around, see what we have. There will be a dues sign up here. You can pay your dues. And how much at that time?
How much are the dues going to be?
Right now, it's going to be $10 a day, or $100 for an individual for a year, or $150 for a year for a family.
Okay. And a family is as many family members as you have. You got 15 kids, then all of them get in for $150.
I think we came up as long as they're under the age of 16, then you can have them all.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, you know, $100 a year is actually pretty reasonable, because if you think about it, a lot of us that like to shoot, it's harder and harder and harder to find safe places to shoot in the county. Hell, I'll spend more than $100 in gas every year just trying to find a place to shoot.
I think we spent more than $100 this past weekend there, Jim, on shooting.
Well, somebody brought their wife up and helped shoot up my ammunition.
I know. We got to do that every now and then. And she's a really good shot. That's the incredible thing. That's why I don't mess with her.
But anyway, just wanted to let you guys know, I appreciate your radio program to help us out in anything. But, man, we're excited to get this going. And please, remember, for anybody listening on the radio, this is your venue. We just put up with the garbage to get it going.
Right. And if people only knew all of the hoops that you've had to jump through to put this together, it's a daunting process to begin with. And the fact that you guys went through it says a lot for the type of people we have in this county. We're out of time in this segment, Clark. I thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. And we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors. We're going to get some drivel and propaganda from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, people do stupid things when they're angry and frustrated. That's, you know, we all do that. That's just the way it is. And the libs are going nuts because of Trump's roaring successes and his improving poll numbers. Once again, just as we saw on election night 2016, Trump's effective handling of the economy in North Korea, the historically low unemployment numbers, especially for Hispanics and black people, has shown the media as the fake news fools that they really are. A media that time and again assured the American people that Trump was an oaf, a loser, a mistake, a racist, a misogynist, a virus in a healthy system that had to be removed for the good of democracy. We've been hearing this crap now for a year and a half. Normal people, though, are now starting to see Trump as a president, as opposed to the freak who must never be normalized, which is how the media are desperate to keep him defined. The media are losing badly in their war against Trump. So they pulled out all the stops to manufacture this coordinated narrative. But if you look at Trump's poll numbers, this assault was the media's battle of the bulge. Trump's holding the line. Meanwhile, the bad guys are throwing everything they got, exhausting themselves, exposing themselves as the liars, hoaxers, and perverts that they really are, and they're getting nowhere. Trump did retreat a little bit on the issue of separations. He issued that executive order. But as the media became even more unhinged, Trump's retreat is looking more strategic than anything else, while the media's tiny little victory is looking pretty pathetic to everybody, including, hopefully, themselves. The bottom line to all of this is the liberals and the media want illegal aliens flooding into America. As we learned from the far-left Washington Post last week, the media's goal when it comes to illegal immigration is to flood America with future Democrats, undocumented Democrats. They want to disenfranchise law-abiding deplorables, that's us, by canceling out our votes with the votes of illegal aliens. That's the whole object of the exercise, folks. The libs realize with the election of Trump, they finally realize reality that they can't get elected because of their platforms. For years and years and years, they enacted their platform through judicial activism, but with Trump in there appointing new judges, that's about to come to an end. And they're scared to death because they've got unworkable, unpopular ideas that nobody wants anything to do with unless they stuff them down our throat with all the power of an all-powerful government. So this is where we're at. Now, the first phase of this plan, obviously, is to funnel millions of illegal aliens into the country and then push to give them citizenship, kind of like the DACA thing right now. Oh, well, these poor kids, they were brought here through no fault of their own, and they deserve a chance. They grew up in America, and they deserve to be American citizens. Remember that? You hear it all the time. Here's what they're not telling you. Over 60,000, that's right, 60,000 of these poor, innocent DACA children have been busted for felonies. They don't tell you that, do they? So, but that brings me to the most important point in all of this. There's only two ways to keep illegal alien families together, and this is something the media refuses to mention. The first is to release them into the American interior, which is what we've been doing for years, the catch and release program that Donald Trump stopped. This is why there's this sudden push against a 20-year-old separation policy. This is what it's all about. The other effective method for keeping illegal alien families together is to build a wall and keep them out altogether. That'll keep them together as families, and they won't be in the United States. Unless, of course, they decide to come legally. You know, when you hear anybody talk about keeping families together, that's coded language for, oh, let's reward criminal behavior by releasing illegal aliens and letting them inflict themselves on the American people, you know, and commit murder and rape and mayhem and God knows what else, bring in diseases that have been eradicated in this country. You know, we're seeing a resurgence of things like tuberculosis and a bunch of other predominantly tropical diseases that are being brought up by these illegal aliens and spread throughout the United States. But you don't hear anything about that now, do you?
And we really don't know if the children that are coming here with these people are the children of these people.
We don't
people.
Even know if...
We don't know.
Well, they found a number of instances now where people were claiming the children belonged to them. They found out that these were not the kids' parents.
Right.
They snagged the kids somewhere on their way up through Mexico, and they're trying to use them as a ticket to get into the United States, pretty much like that that one woman that made all
right.
the publicity.
And if they just went to a port of entry, legally, they could declare that and then be adjudicated right off the bat.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, bottom line here, the media don't care about these kids. If they did, they wouldn't incentivize the abuse of the children and any adult, whether they're a parent or not, who drags a minor child through miles and miles of dangerous desert, is engaging in abuse. Now, legitimate asylum seekers fleeing violence are, of course, an entirely different story, and I'll get to that in a minute. But this little crying girl in the hoax photo, her mother dragged that poor kid through 600 miles of desert hoping to get a job in America.
Which is abuse. Clinical definition of abuse.
She dragged that kid on a long, dangerous journey in hope of exploiting her own child to get a ticket into America.
And then she was exploited again when Time magazine decided to throw her on the cover and continue to lie. Twice exploited.
The whole thing is a lie. And the thing is, if this mother were successful, some law-abiding citizen or legal immigrant would probably lose whatever job that she took away from them. Now, and that's the best case scenario when it comes to these kids. Too many of these minor children are exploited in unspeakable ways by sex traffickers, drug traffickers, human traffickers, and gangs. That's well established. There's no debate on that. But liberal Democrats and the media don't care that they're incentivizing child abuse. They don't care that they're promoting child rape and kidnapping. All they care about are their political goals, and if that means raped and abused children, well, so be it. So the next time you see one of the talking heads on CNN or PMSNBC or some liberal politician like Chuckie Schumer or Nancy Pelosi bemoaning the plight of these poor children, just remember, they don't give a rat's behind about those kids. All they care about is hating Trump and promoting their own agenda. This so-called migrant child separation crisis, they're not migrants to begin with. They're illegal aliens. Don't buy into that crap of letting them change the terminology. That's one of their standard ploys. They are illegal aliens, period. They have broken our law, period. If they have been caught and sent back and they come back again, they have committed a felony, period. So this whole thing is just as phony as a $3 bill. It's just as phony as the Russian collusion hoax. It's a ginned-up controversy. It's a ginned-up controversy that's been fabricated by the liberals in the media to bot out President Trump's successes and distract from the fallout that came when the Inspector General's report was released last week.
Yeah, timing is everything for these crises.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what this whole thing's about. They want to obfuscate and basically cover up what's really happening, because what's really happening, the truth, is not real good for them. The narrative is not only phony, it's also dumb, indecent, and inhumane. First off, the policy of separating illegal border crossers from minor children has been going on forever. The media are just upset because Trump is enforcing the law. He's refusing the catch and release that Obama implemented, and the problem with the catch and release, they drag these people in before an immigration judge. They give them a court date. They'd never see them again. We have literally millions of people in this country that were handled that way. They've got their court date. They release them into the country. Nobody ever hears from them again.
Yeah, 40% they gave the does not return. Yeah. And that's a lot.
It is. Well, when you figure that any given day, I think the figure I saw over the weekend, any given day, you can expect about 300 people trying to cross the border. So multiply that out. It turns into a god-awful lot of people.
Yes, it does.
And, we're, you know, the libs are upset because, number one, they view all these illegal aliens as future Democrat voters.
Right.
You know, give them freebies forever and ever, and they vote Democrat. Those freebies, by the way, come out of your pocket. You're the one that gets to pay for the largesse of the liberals.
And they're happy because they were trying to get them on the census count.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I think they have lost that argument now, and that category is still back on.
Yeah, it's got to be on the census. Yeah. Are you a citizen?
And that's important.
It is. Why in the hell? Well, here's the thing. The liberals wanted that question off the census because they figured everybody that was counted would count towards districting as far as political divisions. But if you cut the illegal aliens out of that, then their districts aren't as strong as they once were, and basically they lose political leverage.
And you
but why would we want to give them political leverage for breaking the law?
Yeah, why do you want representatives representing foreigners? That doesn't even make sense in your own country.
Well, let's face it. Liberals don't care about the country. The media doesn't care about the country. They don't care about the people of this country. All they care about is political power. That's it, period. And we got to take another break here. So this is going to be a short break. Let's do this and come back because I got a lot more I want to talk about.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With the cold, harsh winter months behind us and summer right around the corner, you want to make sure your tires are ready for your adventure. Whether it's off-roading, a drive up the coast, or to the mountains, you want to drive with confidence that only Cooper Tires can provide. With a wide selection of Cooper Tires, Far West Tire and Auto has all your tire needs covered. Stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I want to continue with this. You know, because of the loopholes in the law that make it impossible to hold children more than 20 days, and the fact that many of these children are being used by sex traffickers and drug dealers as a free pass into America, which means that we really need to separate the families to ensure the kid isn't being exploited, those are the only options that Trump has. He can either separate families or he can release him into America. That impossible choice is the most important piece of news the media are covering up. They will not tell you the truth. But first I want to make a distinction here between legitimate asylum seekers and lawbreakers. This is another important point that the media are intentionally covering up. Those families seeking asylum through legitimate means are not being separated by the Trump administration, and they shouldn't be. People who follow the rules should be treated like people that follow the rules. And those seeking asylum for legitimate reasons should be granted asylum. It's the same with legal immigrants. I happen to be married to one of those. So thank God for legal immigration, because to be real honest, my wife is awesome. She's probably listening. She'll yell at me when I get home. But that's the way it is. Let's go to the phone. We got Haven in Bandon. Haven, how are you doing today?
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Oh, same old crap, another day. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess first thing, I got to agree with you about your wife. She's cool.
Yeah, she is. She takes good care of me and feeds me well.
Well, yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you know this, but you know what the international rules are for people seeking asylum, leaving one country and going to another?
Yes. According to international law, they must apply for asylum in the first free country they come to.
Oops. Can somebody tell me when El Salvador became a suburb of the United States?
Or Mexico. Yeah.
Either one.
Well,
you know, or Argentina or any of those. I mean, if they're seeking asylum, that's fine. But let's be honest about it. They're not doing that. They're coming to the northern border because it's going to make a big stink on the media.
That's right.
And they think it'll get them to change their ways.
Yeah, that's it. And the media lies through their teeth. All these liberals are lying through their teeth. All these crocodile tears that are being shed for these kids. And the bottom line is They don't give a rat's behind about those kids.
And, you know, we should be consider ourselves lucky that none of the other Republicans who ran in the primary didn't win, because almost all of them would have caved to this type of public pressure.
Yes, Donald, Trump's the only one that had the gonads to look him in the eye and tell him to put it where the sun don't shine.
Right.
And
well, the only reason they're pursuing it is because he's actually upholding the Constitution on a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Now, Haven, you remember, every time liberals want something, you know, if they want to infringe our rights, if they want more of our money, it's for the children.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's for the children.
Kind of like Obama, every time he signed a bill, had a troop of kids in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they use that as an excuse to raise taxes, like kind of like our bond issues here locally. Think about this, Haven. I know you're pretty sharp, and you're pretty aware of what's going on. Didn't Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong and Adolf Hitler and Barack Hussein Obama all surround themselves with children to convince people that what they were doing was for the children?
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah. So all we're seeing is a continuation of that. You know, you use children as props. Tug on people's heartstrings in hopes that they'll give up their common sense to go along with whatever agenda they're trying to stuff down our throats.
We need a candidate like W.C. Fields, you know. You know, that's what we need. Yes. Someone who's the children.
We got the candidate we needed. He won. We did.
Yes.
Right.
Like it. Well, I agree with W.C. Fields, you know. They said, do you like children? He says, yes, but only if they're properly prepared.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, my second thing on this whole immigration thing, and, you know, as you mentioned, you're married to a gal that's legally here, and I have a lot of friends that have, you know, done the marathon to get into the country to be here. In the business that we're in, you know, obviously I know a few people from overseas.
Right.
How long is it going to take for some of those people to stand up and go, you know, we busted our rear ends to get into this country. You know, we had to do an awful lot of hoop jumping and everything else. We don't like it. I mean, how long is it going to take for the press to find some of those people?
Well, the press is never going to find them. But I've got an anecdotal story. A friend of mine lives in New Mexico. And New Mexico, of course, is a hotbed for the illegal immigration because they pass through there on their way to wherever they're going. And the county that my friend lives in is about 70% Hispanic descent. Now, most of the people in that county are old-time landowners. In fact, I've met a few of them that have they've actually got grants from the King of Spain for some of the land they're living on now. That's how far back their family goes. And they recently took an unofficial vote. Their county commissioners would not go on record as doing anything. So what happened? A lot of landowners got their heads together, and they took a vote amongst themselves and decided any illegals caught on any of their properties will immediately be turned over to ICE.
What a shame.
So the people that are here legally, regardless of whether they're Anglo or Hispanic or African, regardless of descent, they're getting tired of this crap because they came here, they did it right, and now we got a bunch of people coming in figuring they can bypass the system, go around the laws that all these other people had to honor in order to gain citizenship, and these others just want it handed to them for nothing, and unfortunately, we've got a bunch of corrupt Democrat politicians and a corrupt media that's willing to do that.
And, you know, Jim, I'd feel the same way if the people who are south of the border were Swedish or Swiss
wouldn't make any
or
difference.
Irish or English. I don't care. Keep those damn white people out of here. I mean, you know, they don't need to be invading our country, you know.
Oh, you're a horrible racist.
I am.
Well, you know, that's the thing now. You've heard all the claims that Trump is a horrible racist, right, Haven?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do you know why they call him a racist? They only got one thing. They call him a racist because he does not want people coming into our country illegally. Now, he doesn't give a rat's behind whether they're black, white, brown, or polka dot. All he cares about is if they come to this country, do it legally. If you do it illegally, we're going to send your butt packing. And that makes him a racist, according to the liberals. And then,
like you were saying, you know, let's picture this with any other politician. Well, the problem with that is none of the other politicians would have had the stones to stand up and start this argument in the first place.
You're exactly
absolutely
right.
Absolutely not.
Right? Well, see, and this is part of the frustration with Trump. The media and the liberals are so accustomed to weak-kneed Republicans caving in at the first sign of any criticism. And you know, I think it, prior to Trump to be a Republican in the U.S. Congress, you had to be castrated before you took your seat.
Yes.
You know, the Democrats had to have a lobotomy. The Republicans had to be castrated.
It's a prerequisite.
Yeah. But then along comes Donald Trump, who is in his own right a genius, and apparently he's got more gonads than 90% of the Republicans combined. He's not buying their crap. They don't know how to deal with it, so the only thing they've got going for him is hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, on whatever made-up false pretext we can come up with today.
Right.
Well, he made the comment during one of the debates that if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even be talking about immigration. And if you go back 20 years, he's not wrong.
Well, where was all the outcry when Barack Hussein Obama was doing the same damn thing? Not a peep out of him. That shows that for what it really is, it's nothing but liberal whining.
Yep.
It has.
You can't keep all those people from coming in because, you know, California will lose votes.
They'll break my heart. You know, as far as I'm concerned, this whole thing could be resolved easily. We'll give them California and build a wall along California and say, okay, anything crosses the wall gets shot. That would resolve the problem. We'd get rid of California, which we could live without anyway.
And look at the 55 electoral votes it would free up, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
wouldn't that be cool?
You know, the scary thing about California now, people are fleeing California in droves. It's gotten to the point that some of the liberals in the California cities are getting concerned because they're seeing a population decrease, which is going to affect their redistricting.
If you think California is bad now, look at New Jersey and how they had a complete exodus of their population.
Yes.
That's going to happen in California. I guarantee it with all the high taxes, it's happening now.
As we speak. But here's the bad part about it. They're spreading out to other parts of the country, and instead of figuring out that they're the ones that caused the problem, they're trying to inflict their corruption and their mental illness on the rest of the country. Hell, Oregon's a prime example. They come up here, they turn California to a crap heap that no decent person could live in, and they want to do the same thing here. They're so damn stupid, they don't even understand they're the problem.
Well, you know, my folks, we're from down there originally. My folks moved up here when I was 3.
Right.
That was almost 40 years ago now.
So
and,
you're a dreamer.
I mean, they saw it. Yeah, that's true. I'm a traitor to my kind.
No, a dreamer. A dreamer, I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of Obama's dreamers.
But they, you know, they moved out of there 40 years ago because they worked for the Justice Department, and they saw what was going on then 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
But, hey, I appreciate the call, Haven, but I got to take a break. Okay, and we'll take a break here, and we'll pick this up when we come back.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want you to think about this. If any American citizen force marched their minor child through miles and miles of dangerous desert with the intent of committing a crime, the government would and it should take the kid away, right?
Absolutely.
Parents hauling their children on this dangerous trek are abusing them in unimaginable ways. This is a perilous journey for an adult. Children, however, all too often fall prey to human traffickers and sex abusers during that trek. These aren't good parents, folks. And anyone of us that treated a child that way, Child Protective Services would be knocking on our door and yanking the kid out of the house. That's just the way it is. Now, again, I'm not talking about legitimate asylum seekers who see this trek as the only way to save their kid. That situation is completely different from what we call economic illegal immigration. That's abusing their own child in hopes of using that kid as an emotional blackmail, as a free ticket into America. This is what the liberals and the media are supporting.
In fact, there's a group out there who is supposed to fight for exploited children.
Right,
I can't think of the name of that group. Where are they standing up against these people, you know? Of course, it doesn't meet their narrative.
If it fits the agenda, we've got to separate these kids from the sex traffickers and criminals. Because of the loopholes in the law, because of stupid and inhumane policies like Obama's catch and release The American media and the left have turned innocent children into a ticket into America for criminals. That's the bottom line. So this is more of the liberal values. Oh, let's use children to support criminals. This encouragement has resulted in untold numbers of criminals using children, who aren't even their own kids, to disguise themselves as part of a family unit. That way they can slither into the United States. The hope, of course, is that the pressure to keep the family together results in the criminal and his phony family being released into the United States. And we know that they're never going to show up again for their immigration hearing. What we don't know is what actually happens to those kids after that. You know, none of the liberals or the media seem to be concerned about those children, only the ones that they can use as props to support their agenda.
And you're not making this up, because we know by history that this has happened. They have had criminals who've done this. So this isn't something you're making up. So.
No, it's going on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, separating these families is really the only humane option for the migrant children, but all too often what's lost in the discussion is the effect this has on the American people. And I was reading a poll just this morning. Turns out most Americans blame the children's parents. They don't blame Donald Trump. They don't blame our immigration laws. They blame the parents for dragging their kids up here.
Wait a minute, Jim. The last time we were on this show, weren't we talking about a statistics? Two-thirds of Americans are opposed to that Donald Trump plan. Remember the two-thirds that were supposed to vote for Hillary?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't forget, all of these people citing all of this nonsense, these are the same people that predicted Hillary was going to win.
Right.
So, you know, use that as their standard of credibility. But all of it, the bottom line is because Democrats and their media lapdogs want more voters. The already overtaxed American is soaked for $100 billion a year because of illegal immigration. Did you realize that? That's what it's costing the taxpayers. $100 billion a year for illegal immigration. On top of that, all this cheap labor lowers the wages and steals the jobs of an American working class that's already been ravaged by globalism, elitist bigotry, and Barack Hussein Obama's failed economic policies. What's more, the children of illegals pour into our public schools at the cost of educating the children of parents who follow the rules. So the people that follow the rules are getting a shaft.
And, the kids aren't getting educated.
And then there's the unconscionable cost of crime. The families permanently separated by illegals who murder their children. You know, Trump held a deal with they call them the angel parents. They're parents whose children have been killed by illegal aliens. Trump held a deal over the weekend with a bunch of them. Did you know that the only media that bothered to cover it was Fox News? Yeah. So I guess it's okay with the mainstream media if your kid gets killed by an illegal alien. They're still going to take the side of the illegal alien. The media's intentionally turned morality upside down. They've shucked and jived too many people into believing the policy of keeping families together, which only means one thing, setting illegal aliens loose in America, is somehow a virtue as opposed to what it really is. It's an act of evil that encourages child abuse, sex trafficking, and punishing the already struggling working class in this country. This is what liberals want. So when they talk about their values, I think the only thing you can do is just laugh in their face. Let's go back to the phones. James, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, a lot of things, Jim, but I'll stay on topic today.
Okay.
I had a couple things I want to run by you. You're a very intelligent guy, and I overthink things out here in the woods a lot during fire watch. Now, didn't I don't want to compare our nation with Nazism or anything like that, but didn't Hitler get his rise by the crush of the economy of Germany to get this started, where the people were so beat up from starving and stuff? Was that one ploy that he used?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and our economy's doing great, so they can't use that, right?
Right.
To make people cry and sniffle
well,
on the streets.
That's the whole bottom line, James. Right. The liberals have run out of planks for their 2020 election platform. They everything that they predicted, everything they've done has turned to crap. I mean, you know, the Obama economy turned to crap. Obamacare was a fiasco, an ongoing fiasco. Trump came in, he fixed the economy. Trump's finally pulled the teeth on North Korea. We're no longer in danger from them. He's winding down the war in the Mideast. Everywhere you look, Trump has been successful. So the only thing that these libs have to hang their hat on at this point is hate Trump. So they'll manufacture anything that they think they can get away with to make people hate Trump, and a dirty little secret that they don't want anybody to know.
Well, we all know that Obama told us in the very beginning, in between his words,
right?
You know, you had to read between the lines. I'm going to strip you of everything you want, you don't deserve it. I'm going to give it to whoever the hell I want.
And that's basically what he did.
Yeah, no doubt. And people are so surprised. Well, I do know that I'm glad to be working and have a president that's willing to stand up for what he says.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't that what we're all supposed to do? What we say we're going to do?
Well, we finally got a real president instead of a lying communist or a milquetoast.
Right.
You know, that's a
choice.
Like
judge people, but you're right. He said what he's going to do straight up.
Yeah.
And the other topic along the lines of what you're talking about. Now, don't most immigrants have to go through some kind of history classes and learn who George Washington, Abraham Lincoln,
the
Civil War was about, and learn about America?
Yeah, the ones that come here legally.
Right.
Legally.
Right. They don't want to be the God.
Right. They have to go through all of this training. They've got to learn about America. And one of the things that Obama eliminated, they used to have to take an oath to support and defend America, but Obama eliminated that.
Right. How convenient, right?
Well, he didn't. Obama and the liberals don't give a rat's behind about America or the American people. All they care about is power.
My parents always taught me to, you know, even though someone has a different opinion, you try to listen to them. But you can't listen to a dog turd. You don't say anything but crap. So what do?
Well, that's it. You know, it's like the old adage, you know, I've been trying to see things from your point of view, but I can't get my head that far up my butt.
It's rather stinky up there, so we don't go in that world. Anyway, that was the two topics. I thought I was correct in thinking that. You know, they don't want these people to know what America is about.
They
want them just to be Democratic voters.
No, that's all they care about. They don't care about America. Well, if they cared about America, our education system would actually teach empirical knowledge. If they cared about America, they would listen to what the people want, rather than just blindly following their agendas. If they really cared about America, they would reinforce our borders and make sure that the only people that came in here were people that wanted to assimilate and become Americans.
Right.
But they don't want to do any of that.
I mean, we need good people. I mean, you know, like I say, I'm glad to be working all that. I don't want to see anybody starving under tyranny of any kind.
No.
But, you know, but you don't want somebody who says, I hate you, why do you put a bullet in your head, right? I mean, just because of that. That's pretty extreme, I know, but it seems to be happening here and there.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's a real world, James. In the real world, things are not always picture perfect the way we would like them to be.
I live in power, so I'm pretty protected from the outside world.
No kidding.
Stuff we have, but to be quite honest, that place, our world is protected from a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't come to us. We don't allow it.
People that don't live along the border don't understand the gravity of the problem.
And I don't.
It's one of those things. You've got to be there. And I'm fortunate in that I've lived down there in the past, and I still have a lot of friends down there that I communicate with. So, but, you know, most people don't have that advantage. And I hate to cut you off, but I have got to take a break before we run out of time.
So
okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to give something away again. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Everybody knows pretty much where they're at. They're open 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays. But every other day of the week, they're open from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. And their food's really good, by the way. And if you eat in, the service is really good. But they're offering my listeners their house special dinner. That includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. There's enough food in that meal for about three people, and I'm going to give this away to caller number three at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number three and win this fabulous house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And we'll be
well,
right
I was
back.
Driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Okay, we're calling. We got a winner. I want to caution people, too. You can only win one of these freebie giveaways once a month. We've noticed that some of the people that are calling in have just won recently. We're only going to let you win once a month. So no matter how many times you call in, you still only get to win once a month. We got to give everybody else an opportunity as well. Okay? Anyway, I want to get to some good news. The good news is that the American people aren't quite as stupid as the liberals, the media, Hollywood, the ruling elites, and academia believe us to be. New polling shows that Trump's approval ratings are rising. They show people are more and more confident in our economic future. They show increased approval of Trump's foreign policy, how he's handled North Korea. They also show widespread approval of the reduction of government regulation of almost every aspect of our lives. In fact, you'll never see this in the mainstream media. Trump's rolling back of regulations, predominantly the raft of regulations that were inflicted on us by Obama, American wealth has increased by $2.5 trillion since Obama took office. And that's due primarily to the tax cuts and rollback in regulations. So we're a richer country than we were 18 months ago. American people are winning. And that's catastrophic for the fake news media and the liberal elitists inside the Washington Beltway. They can't afford for the people to win. If you don't believe we're winning, look at the reactions from the scum that are trying to destroy this country. This is how they react when they know that they're taking it into shorts. Portland occupiers, right here in Portland, Oregon, shut down the ICE office and replace the American flag with the refugees' welcome flag. And these protests are spreading to major cities all across the country. Maxine Waters, anti-Maxine, ordered more public harassment of Trump aides. She's inciting violence. The old hag ought to be in jail. Hollywood types have referred to Donald Trump, his family members, and members of his administration using the C word and the F word and all sorts of other disgusting terminology. What kind of a society have we become where they go on national TV and do stuff like that? These people are scum. They're the kind of crap you wipe off your feet when you come in from the barnyard.
And what a limited vocabulary, huh?
Yeah. WikiLeaks has posted the names, photographs, and other information on ICE agents and employees. Agents' names were exposed along with IT workers, interns, and legal assistants. How long is it going to be until some whack job liberal starts killing people, and whose fault's that going to be? A left-wing mob descended on the Homeland Security Secretary's home, so they're now surrounding people's homes to protest. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House spokeswoman, was kicked out of a restaurant by a Trump hater. By the way, I did some checking up on that restaurant. Out of 5 stars, it's rated at 1.5 stars, so probably a good thing she got run off. She might have gotten ptomaine poisoning or something. CNN's Brian Stelter, you know, one of those pillars of liberalism, said the mainstream media must discuss how much Trump's immigration policies are fueled by racism. This is the last refuge of idiots that have nothing else. Everything's racist to them. The mere fact that he's trying to control illegal immigration makes him a racist, according to these idiots. And this one demonstrates the true hypocrisy of liberals. Anti-gun protester David Hogg, remember him? He's one of the kids from that Florida school shooting. He's been making the rounds, you know, preaching anti-gun stuff. Well, he attended a book signing. He wrote a book, by the way. Not that anybody gives a rat's behind, but he wrote a book, and he attended a book signing over the weekend, and he was surrounded by armed guards. What a hypocritical piece of crap he is. And then President Obama's inaction on closing a legal loophole in the immigration system led to more than 250,000 child border crossers being sent to the United States and separated from their foreign families. Where's the outrage over that? And then, of course, that pillar of Americanism. Chuckie Schumer, Democrat from New York, said Tuesday that Democrats would reject legislation to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, where children have been separated from adults after crossing illegally. So the minority leader in the U.S. Senate has said that Democrats will not support any legislation to fix the problem. Yet at the same time, they're standing in front of TV cameras slamming Donald Trump for doing the right thing and obeying the law. What a bunch of scum. And then according to Bernie Sanders, what disturbs him most about Trump is his demagogic desire to divide the country up based on the color of our skin or the country that we came from or our sexual orientation or our religion or our gender and a partridge in a pear tree. These people are nuts. They've gone off the deep end. I hope they continue doing it. Anyway, we're out of time this week. I sincerely thank you for joining me. I hope you join me next week. I will be here. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And until then, you go out there and you have a great week.